The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes, welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Flu.
And here it is, your weekly rundown of all things WWE. Before we start, I really do just want to apologize for last week's episode.
First of all,
the episode was mad late. Mm-hmm. But last week I had an insane... You know what? If there's anybody out there would like to be the Kickout intern... That's what we should do, innit?
That is a brilliant
idea. We should
idea.
Just have somebody that we can send audio to and they'll upload it. If you are a lover of The Kickout and you know your way around some audio and SoundCloud and things of that nature, we would love for you to be part of the team. So if you're out there, please feel free to... How do you get in touch with contact over?
You can email us.
Do we even have an email address?
At kickoutwrestling@gmail.com.
Did you just make that up?
No, that's actually the email address, but...
We've got an email address. You've got an email address.
Ace just asked me, do we have an email address? That's insane.
I had no idea.
Who am I working with here, guys?
I didn't know we had an email address.
Let me just confirm that.
Exactly. But again, yeah, if... I mean...
Yeah, no, thekickoutwrestling@gmail.com.
thekickoutwrestling@gmail.com. If you'd like to be...
So we have a lot of... followers and fans who love our stuff and will make artwork for us and would want to be part of the show more. So if you want to help us with the audio content, because Ace is a very busy man, as we all know, I'm also a very busy man, and Flu is also another very busy man.
Those biscuits won't eat themselves.
I think an intern would be good as well.
So are you going to still release the last episode
then? What do you think?
We had Alexa Bliss on the show.
Do you know, there's like 107 people that got to hear last week's episode as it went out, because I forgot...
But no Alexa Bliss was in the show.
I forgot to put the Alexa Bliss interview in it.
Right.
And also, there was a lot of stuff at the beginning of the episode that I was supposed to cut out that was very personal to us.
I
feel like we were talking about Tay's holiday and stuff. And we were supposed to...
Like, a bit vulgar.
Again, Tay, I miss you. Strangers of the night, exchanging glances.
Yeah, Flu hasn't met Tay yet, but it will happen soon. It's a shame she couldn't be here today.
Yeah,
shout out to Tay.
I was thinking now, that's the weird thing about this relationship. Obviously, Skill, I know you from olden days.
But you know what I said last week?
What's that?
I said you and Tay are the same person. Oh. You never see you and Tay at the same time.
That is one ugly woman.
Very beautiful woman.
I'm sure she is. No, me and Ace, we're friends, but the only time we communicate is on this podcast.
It's true, isn't it?
Which is the weird thing. So,
guest list or something.
Yeah, if he's here DJing or something. Yeah. Talking of fan art, though, did you see what that Ricardo guy did for us? He put our heads on all those wrestlers. Did you see that?
Yeah, he clapped our heads.
Is that his name? I forget.
Ricardo something something. And he and it was us versus GP, right?
Yes. Yeah. Which is... I don't play computer games, so this whole us versus them...
2K tournament.
Yeah,
it needs to happen, man.
It really does.
Because I like the fact there's a crossover between Gorilla Position and Kickout as well. Obviously, yeah. Blaney, because I'm on both shows, but it's a case of, you know, it's so good.
If this is the Monday Night Wars, would we be WWE or WCW?
We'll definitely be WCW.
We're
definitely WWE.
Why? That means we lose.
Because our product, we don't know if it's going to be out.
No.
Sometimes it's late. Sometimes it just cuts off.
I think we're WWE.
But you know what's going to happen?
Do you know why we're WWE, though? Because we're losing at the moment. Because remember when WWE was losing?
Yeah.
And we're the underdog. And then all of a sudden, we're just going to come back and just kill it.
Okay, I see that. So that means that soon we're going to get Ash and Matt to turn up. So Matt will have the Jericho clock countdown. Ash will be what? The Radicals?
Yeah.
Coming in. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
I like that.
We got a special lady in the house. In the building, listening to The Kickout. My good friend Delphina, she helped me out on a shoot. I did a shoot today, guys, at the Indigo. That's where we are. We are recording from the Indigo this episode.
I'll be honest, this is why Skillet's mic sounds not as great as me and Flu's. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have all the equipment.
It feels plastic.
I'll be honest, the mic that you're using is like my daughter's karaoke mic or something like that. But yeah.
How is this working?
You sound different.
Clear.
We can hear you. You've got the most clear voice always, but... Okay. Your voice quality is not as potent as me and Flu today. I apologize.
Sure. How are you, Del? You all right?
Good. Yeah, the one thing I love is when Skillet has a woman in the background to make us feel embarrassed about talking about wrestling. Thanks for that, Skillet. Because he's not embarrassing talking about wrestling.
I didn't want to spill all of my embarrassment today, but I didn't want to offend my friend at the same time.
But well done on your video today. It looks absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Angelic Tones is coming soon. And on the weekend, I had a long shoot. I finally finished Bossy Heads.
I've got to say, Skillet's visuals are top notch.
Outstanding.
I keep telling you this, and my daughter one day were just sitting there for about 45 minutes just watching back to back Skillet videos, and then seeing, like, I saw like a few flu appearances in videos.
Yeah, played his dad, played a wrestling commentator.
Some of your family members. It's cool, man.
Thank you, brother.
Your visuals on top notch. Tell me your YouTube channel.
If you guys are interested in any of you have never seen any of my videos, but you want to know what I do apart from this whole kick out thing, listen to my music, visit me at YouTube at Skillet Music, SKILLIT Music.
Yeah,
follow and subscribe as well. Should we talk about
some wrestling?
Yeah, we had a pay per view this weekend, didn't we?
We did. Is there anything outside at the moment? Obviously, thing has continued because we found out that he wasn't on the WrestleMania DVD. That's one of the reasons he was moody. He hasn't been happy for a year.
Yeah.
He didn't get a payoff. They get less pay at 205 Live, loads of things. So you can just see he hasn't been happy for ages. And I was thinking about this. You made that really good point a couple of weeks ago, Ace, about how you've been the top guy on 205 Live. What's the problem and stuff like that? And I remembered this story. As a child, North Battersea School, I'm going somewhere, they're both looking at me, people. I'm going somewhere.
Where are we going?
No, there was we were all in the rounders team.
Right.
And I was one of the best rounders players. But because I was one of the best, not the best, the top five guys were in rounders team A. I was the captain of rounders team B.
Okay. So you were in 205 Live.
So I was the captain of 205, and it was horrible because we used to lose all our games. There'd be girls doing cartwheels and daisy chains and stuff like that. I'm like, we're trying to play rounders! so I can see it's not fun being the best guy in the shittest league. So I actually understand him.
I understand more now, especially with the whole WrestleMania DVD thing, because especially since they had such a fucking amazing match as well.
Yep.
It was so good. That should be on a DVD.
And they're messing with his money. And you see Austin Aries said,
arguably the second best match of the whole night.
Yeah, I agree.
And Austin Aries said that, I think he worked, obviously this is all rumour and speculation, but I read somewhere that he worked out that he could make more on a less schedule now till Christmas than he would if he was still with the company.
Of course they can. Because the independent
Austin Aries
booming
is
at the moment.
Exactly, yeah.
And Austin Aries is the big name.
Yeah.
So he's going to, the same with Neville.
Will
and
Ospreay's
I'm sure Austin
out
Aries
there
been picking his air.
Yep.
And I heard Cody's been doing that as well, picking a lot of people's air.
Yep.
And Austin Aries tweeted straight away as soon as Neville handed his release. And when Neville walked out, he said, if people don't value you for what you can bring to the table.
And he wants to be number one. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's the reason why CM Punk left.
The Rocks. And The Rocks said, told Nia Jax, apparently, if she's not happy to walk. But I think they've got her back now, haven't they? They've got her back on song now. But apparently, if you believe the rumours, there's a whole bunch of them. You've got to believe Ziggler's in that list.
The mutiny stuff.
Yeah.
You say that, but he looks happy. do you know what I mean?
No.
Does he not?
Because when, big up to Ash Rose from the Gorilla Position, when Ash and I was at SummerSlam, we both interviewed him.
No, I'm talking about...
And he didn't look happy.
I'm talking about over the last few weeks, like, even his social media presence and just how he seems on TV, he seems comfortable.
Okay. Did you see that great tweet? Some kid had said, just so you know, Dolph, I still love you. You're amazing. You're the best wrestler in the world. He went, thanks a lot. Blocked. I just think that's pretty... I think he was being sarcastic, but I think that was pretty funny. See, Jericho's blocking everybody left, right and centre at the moment. He's trying to build up for this match on the boat with... Kenny Omega, isn't he?
And people are taking a piss out of it?
I think people... It's tongue-in-cheek, I think. He's not actually blocking all these... But he's blocking, like, five people a night. But I think it's to build for the Will Ospreay...
Jericho, not Omega, Will Ospreay. I would love to see that.
I think that's going to happen.
So Jericho out of contract now?
I don't think he's got the cruise next year, so I'm assuming he'll do one more run early next year, and then maybe he's free to do the cruise next year.
The cruise.
Shut up, Skillet.
That was terrible. Jeff Jarrett got sacked.
From what company? What's the company? Because if you see some of the tweet, it's the TNA Impact. It's the TNA website, and they said Impact can now confirm that he's left Global Force. And it's like that's three different companies.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think TNA is the main umbrella, right? And then GFW was kind of linked with TNA.
Yeah.
And then Impact is the name of the show.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing.
Okay.
Is Vince closer to buying TNA, guys? What do you think?
He'd be doing it purely so he could get the Samoa Joe, AJ Styles backlog and Kurt Angle backlog, isn't it? That's the only reason he'd be doing it. So it depends. I don't know.
It's worth it. I think.
Definitely worth it.
I'd love to watch all that on
he definitely wants to get that backlog so he can do so much specials on Samoa Joe. Good, like, storytelling, proper stories with Joe and AJ, because, most of their career was there. Obviously, they were, and they were trying to get the whole thing with Ring of Honor. But the thing is, they've got a good deal with Ring of Honor. So yeah. They can always just use footage from, because that's what they did with Kevin Owen.
Yeah.
Use footage from Ring of Honor, did that with CM Punk. So they've got a good deal with Ring of Honor where they can use footage. I guess TNA is the one where they really want to purchase. You know? So that'd be great. So Jeff Jarrett got sacked.
Is Jeff Jarrett a guaranteed Hall of Famer?
Nope.
No.
That's a good question.
I don't think so, because he pissed him off when he left, didn't he?
No, what Ace is saying is, has he done enough in his career?
Oh, I see. So not will they put him in.
I don't think...
to be warranted a Hall of Fame
career. Also, I don't feel like them being angry with people means anything.
Doesn't mean nothing.
I think they really go with what the fans say and with what like they, I think Vince is willing to squash anything with anybody. Do you know what I mean? Because he's won at the end of the day. So if you pissed me off 10 years ago...
To be fair, everyone remembers J-E-F-F, J-A-R-R, E-T-T. Yeah. Everyone remembers that, don't they? So, and what, three-time Intercontinental Champion?
Three-time Intercontinental Champion.
I think he is.
In a few years, they might be desperate, mightn't they?
I think if it's... where's he from?
Tennessee.
Yeah. I feel like if Mania was, like, in Tennessee, or, like, in Tennessee Dallas?
No, Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. What's the state?
Tennessee.
I have no idea. Anyway,
Tennessee's a state.
Oh, Tennessee is the actual state. Memphis. Okay, let's just say WrestleMania was there, and they put Jeff Jarrett in, then I wouldn't be angry with that. But I still think there's loads of people that need to go on before him.
100%.
But I do think he's a... I think he's
are
a
they talking about Batista this year?
I think he's a future Hall of Famer.
Jeff Jarrett? Yeah.
I think Batista's early.
I think so.
It's
early for Batista.
Way too early.
But he can come back, have one more match with Triple H or something. I don't know.
I don't see that.
You are.
Anyway, wrestling.
Well, we are talking about wrestling.
So. Oh, yeah. I hate my life.
TLC?
Where
was TLC this week?
It was Golden State. Was it Golden State? Or am I naming the basketball team instead?
Raw had the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay.
I don't think TLC was in Green Bay.
No, but it would have been close to that. And obviously, because you know so much about America, you're Tennessee Memphis.
Next door. You really have no idea, do you?
I've forgotten.
I'll tell you what, though. I've heard crowd were good. The crowd annoyed me with the whole...
The crowd was okay.
Yeah, well, you know, chanting, we want tables in non-table matches, saying Angle sucks, even on his return. I know it's affectionate, but come on, guys. I don't know. The crowd bothered me a little bit.
They were great for the AJ.
They were great, but how would you not be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we kick off with the first match?
Do we have to talk about this whole thing? The whole...
Yes, we
do. People who?
You don't want to.
No, not really.
I hated all of it. You hated TLC?
I hated all of TLC, except Balor, AJ.
Well, let's go through it.
Let's go through it.
So, opening.
Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks.
I'm starting to like this crazy.
I'm starting to like Alicia Fox
again. They love the fact she went for the pin outside, didn't they? They're loving that.
She's doing really well.
And obviously, she's the captain of the Raw team. Obviously, we'll talk about that later. But I think she's...
I like
she should have won, though.
The overacting is quite funny. Now, before it was annoying. And now it's quite funny.
Oh, it was in Minnesota. That's where TLC was. I remember now.
Yeah, it sounds quite funny.
Down the line.
It does, yes.
I don't check Google or anything.
No.
So Sasha Banks defeated Alicia Fox.
Yeah, we called that.
There's nothing else interesting to talk about.
The only thing that annoyed me was, considering they had to shuffle the pack, because what happened with the meningitis and people... And this... I was actually excited about the matches and stuff like that, you know, and the main event. But then, before, they do that pre-recorded, scripted... terrible thing, you know, talking about the bar and talking about we're going to take out the trash. And I know it had storyline purposes, but it almost made me not look forward to an exciting match because it was so scripted and so terrible. Mm-hmm. Didn't that annoy you? Just when they're all standing in the line Kane comes in and says he's going to... It was just horseshit.
Yeah, it was shit.
But let's talk about the big subject to talk about, because meningitis has struck a lot of the staff, the wrestling staff, apparently.
Who else is it?
So Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt.
Bo Dallas has got as well.
JoJo.
Okay.
And Roman Reigns. So they've all been taken off the card.
JoJo's going to get
anything
that Bray's got.
And straight away they've done this shocking immediate... What did you say about JoJo?
JoJo's going to get anything that Bray's got, to be fair.
That is true.
Okay, yeah.
Even the...
I'm afraid you've come down with a case of...
So they announced on social media that Finn Balor was going to take on AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle
was going to replace
Roman Reigns. To replace Roman Reigns.
You've got to give... I'll say this for the whole weekend. You've got to give the WWE credit that they didn't just replace him with anybody, and they didn't just replace them with any. Those are two outstanding replacements. So you've got to at least tip your hat there. Whether it works or not is another question, but you've got to respect the fact that they didn't just fall off the fans. They gave them an incredible replacement.
Right. Yes.
I mean, they both worked in a way.
I don't. It didn't work.
When AJ...
AJ Finn worked, 100%. But Kurt Angle deserved to come back in a better way than this.
Well, we can discuss that shortly, yes.
Let's talk about the first match that kicked off TLC. Not at the kickoff, but the actual card itself. The debut on the main roster of Asuka, the Empress of Tomorrow, versus Emma.
Emma looked good initially.
Yeah, she did.
Looked good, or wrestled good?
She wrestled well. Oh, sorry. Okay. They made her look strong.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And she should be made to look strong, but was then the right time?
What do you mean?
Well, because I've read a lot of people that say Asuka is now, she's not as over as she was 1 week ago. Because of these kind... And she never dominated people, but... it was fair enough that Emma got the 50-50 booking and stuff like that, but it wasn't the time. Asuka needed to come over strong on that one.
You know what it should have been like? It should have been a carbon copy of the Taz debut against Kurt Angle.
100%.
Right. That's what it should have been. Mm. She comes in, Emma does do some stuff, doesn't look totally weak, comes with some good moves, offense, but... Asuka should have dominated most of the match.
It was an incredible stat Emma made, which this is my first pay-per-view.
That's crazy, isn't
Emma
it?
Said, yeah. In the main roster? That is her main... Yeah, that is her first pay-per-view. So I get why they gave her a little... But they could have done that on Raw the next night.
Yeah.
So then wasn't the time. But so a shame, but it's all good. I guess it doesn't matter. They're still pushing her. It doesn't matter, but there you go.
So Asuka picks up the winner. Are you happy to see Asuka in the mirror? She got a good reception, I feel.
I thought she got a decent reception.
A very good reception.
But, yeah, I liked it. It was a good match.
Yeah, I didn't mind Emma being strong in the match at all, actually. Mm. It should have been a bit more towards Asuka. But it wasn't as bad as, you know, the whole Shinsuke and Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann versus Gentleman Jack Gallagher and Brian Kendrick.
I didn't hate it.
No, it was a good match.
It was decent.
I think they reminded me of like a Rockers match versus Orient Express from the old days. You know what I mean?
As a kid,
I can imagine rewinding, seeing some of those moves they did, which were flawless, and just being like, look at this, yeah. It's real. Yeah. Look at this. But yeah. I thought those two should be a tag team on the main roster. I thought they were absolutely
like Alexandra.
Outstanding.
Cedric Alexandra.
They reminded me of the
Rockers. You're not the only one saying that. A lot of people are saying this.
Yeah.
It's true. They should be a tag team.
And they should be on the main roster.
Get them out of 2 or 5 live. Just make them a proper tag team.
Yeah.
I think it could happen.
They should. I mean, there's probably a reason why they're not involved within the whole... Oh, no, they were involved in that.
What? Survivor Series?
They were involved in that 10 Cruiserweight match at Raw.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, shit. But they need to get out of that, Rock.
But, I mean, you know what it is?
It was a good match, though.
About the revival.
Yeah, for a lower card match, outstanding.
It's true. Like, I think the tag team division is kind of stacked, though, in... Especially in Raw. The revival will have to come back soon as well. You got Cesaro, you got the Hardy Boys... You got the club, you got the Shield. There's a lot of tag teams, so I don't know if there's room for them. But yeah, they do look good together. Impressive.
Alexa Bliss defeated Mickie James to retain her WWE Women's Championship. What did you think of this match coming to you first, Blue?
Really? I can't hate it, but it's the best looking matchup I've seen in a long time.
What do you mean by that?
They're both beautiful.
Okay.
Beauties.
But Mickie James, for someone who's such a pro, she's so awkward on camera, isn't she?
Yeah.
I think she got a good promo, though.
No, what, the opening? No, I meant the pre-thing.
No, the kickoff, yeah.
Oh, no, good promo. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't hate it. It's just, yeah, go on. Ace.
To me, it sounded like a retirement speech. So it was a bit weird to see her the next night.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
It sounded like I'll be back. And that sounded like what you say when you leave. Yeah. So I didn't really understand even why they gave her the mic after the match. It was a bit weird.
The match was decent, though.
It was okay. It was good. Alexa Bliss is solid. We know that already.
You're right. I'm not being fair. There was nothing wrong with the match at all. It's not for me. Was it? Hello? Hello?
It definitely wasn't for you.
Enzo Amore versus Kalisto.
I called this.
For the Cruiserweight Championship. You did call it. You said Enzo was going to win.
Right? I said Enzo would win it back. And he did.
It was good. It's a good decision.
I think Enzo needs to keep the belt for a long time.
Love the fact he lost his voice.
Yeah, lost his voice. Yeah. Still got a better promo than Kalisto. It's true.
Yeah. It's not difficult at this point, though, is it really?
Kalisto is one of the worst things ever. He is.
No, he's not.
Is he the worst promo of all time?
It's close. It's as cringy as the early Roman promos.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It's worse than Sid.
No, Sid was enjoyably bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Scott Steiner was enjoyably
terrible. That's what I'm saying. He's worse than them guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey-ho.
Oh, well.
Because at least with Sid, you could...
Yeah, you could laugh at it a little bit. With Kalisto, you like close your eyes just hoping he'll get through it.
I used to love making a Psycho Sid promo when I was a kid. It's like kind of similar to Macho Man. You just speak up loud.
And then you start whispering at the end.
Go on, Skillet, give us the example.
Like, you're holding the microphone! And I like the way you announce things on it.
We're live, pal!
Yeah. Because when I'm on the mic... And I
let me do that again.
Starts.
And I will hold my two fingers in front of me when I talk.
Master.
I have half the brain that you do.
And every time you make me look like a jackass,
I go loud.
That's the best.
Sid.
So Enzo Amore won. Yep.
I think he has to. I mean, whether people like it or not, he has to be the vocal point at the moment because it's what people are interested in.
100%.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I can't even disagree with that.
Great matches are great matches, but you need something else, and Enzo is, yeah. And I think I don't know why that big DDT thing is not his special move, because it's awesome.
It is nice.
The DDT off the second rope, when he jumps onto them and does it.
That should be
special. I don't get it.
Better than the foot to the face with the armbar thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey-ho.
This next matchup, there was probably, I'm not going to say arguably, it just was the best match of the card.
Finn
Balor
and AJ
Styles. This is the phenomenal AJ Styles. The crowd was so hyped for this. Everybody was so red hot. Bullet Club chants, Too Sweet chants. This is awesome chants, even before they even punch at each other. And I think this is their first match since...
There was a few messy bits though, you know.
Well, hold on.
Remember that?
Yeah, but AJ's flown AJ over. He's got jet lag. They're doing it on the spot.
Yeah,
but you're right. At the beginning, I went, oh, no, please don't mess this up. But they came good, didn't
they? Where did AJ Styles come from? Chile?
Mexico.
What are you talking about?
It was Chile.
He
travelled down from Chile, wasn't it?
Somewhere in South America.
It was Chile. And then he had to do that, and it was on the spot. But I think Finn and AJ wrestled once back in that 07, 06, when he was Fergal Devitt. But...
And everyone's saying, oh, they should have used the Bullet Club, they shouldn't. This is a starting point.
Yeah.
This is a good, because it was a great match, but it didn't like water cooler, oh my God, you have to see this match. But that's absolutely perfect, because it left you wanting more.
Yep.
Next time they can use the Bullet Club, they can think about some, next time they can counter each other's moves.
It's going to happen.
But the Too Sweet at the end.
The fact that they actually got the
Goosebumps.
That was really
the fact they actually got the Too Sweet at the end shows that something's coming.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
I would have liked AJ to win though.
Did we miss? We missed. Me and Skillet just tried to do it and we missed.
I think Finn needed it.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, Finn definitely needed it, but I think I would have preferred AJ to have gone over.
But agreed. But Finn needed it, and what happened the next night? Anyway, let's move on. Yeah.
Good point.
Who is booking this shit? Yes. Moving on.
Crazy.
Jason Jordan, Elias Samson. Elias Samson tried twice, two times already to do his live concert.
Can I say something?
And Jason Jordan threw vegetables and...
Can I just say something?
I think Elias was really good at this.
I am really enjoying Elias.
Yeah, he's really good,
man. I really...
that went a different route.
No.
Oh, no, you're enjoying Elias.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
I thought you were about to say you enjoyed this section.
No, I didn't enjoy this section. I really like Elias Samson. I really enjoy it. I get excited when he's on the screen. I think
he's good on the mic.
Yeah, he's really good on the mic, and he commands the crowd. I think he's really good. I want him to get past this Jason Jordan thing. Actually,
me too. He's definitely finding his home and his craft with this angle. He's doing really well with it. So Jason Jordan and him had a match, and Jordan won.
Yep. Jordan's not turning heel anytime soon, is he?
I don't think so.
That's crap.
Vince is not giving up on him.
That's crap.
You'll always be a babyface.
That's crap.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I thought he was absolutely shite.
Main event?
Yeah. Yep.
The 5-on-3 handicap match. The Miz with the bar.
They need to stop doing that. I love Cesaro, but he needs to stop saying the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
Great in the ring, but sweet titty balls out of the ring. Jeez.
If we could all go around the kick-out circle now and give this match one word. Describe the match.
Well, let me just hold on before you go to that. I like that though. Miz, The Bar, Kane, and Braun Strowman versus The Shield without Minus Roman Reigns, without Roman Reigns and Kurt Angle to replace him. And coming to what was your question?
One word to describe this match.
A mess.
That's two
words. It's two words. You should mess. Have said mess. There you
messy.
Go.
Messy.
Messy. Yeah.
I was going to say underwhelming, but that's not fair. Kurt Angle's a 50-year-old man. Interesting with a kind of question mark. Interesting? Like that. That's what I do.
My word is stupid.
Right.
I said this is stupid about four. The only time I said this is stupid more was the next night on Raw, because that was stupid. But I thought this match was stupid as well.
Right.
I just think 5-on-3 was dumb anyway. I'd preferred it to. I think we would have got so much more out of it if it was just Miz and Cesaro versus The Shield.
I think
you would have spent. That would have just been a sick match.
Okay.
I think adding Kane and Strowman to it, I just think was just unnecessarily. Was
the
dumb.
Kane thing so weird?
I just think it's stupid. I think there's a better way to start a Strowman and Kane feud than to put them on the. I just think it was dumb. I think Kane could have just easily have come back and started going at Strowman and been like, look, I'm the only monster in the company. You didn't need to put them in this match. And I just think Kurt Angle wasn't believable. Nothing was believable in this match at all. I just hated it. I hated every minor part of it. I thought it was just stupid.
I keep trying to remember that Kurt Angle's like a 50-year-old man and stuff like that. But just, what's with the big smiley face?
Yeah, he was too happy.
He looked a bit like my dad.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, don't get me. And also, coming out with the Shield, I got that. But then I thought, oh, that's clever. He's going to go to the back, come out in the singlet. Okay, to the music. This will work. Oh, he's come back. The crowd saying, you suck. And he's still wearing the vest.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he did some good stuff, don't get me wrong. And at the beginning, it was a bit...
The Angle slam on Cesaro on the table.
Are we being too picky? Done on the spot, 50-year-old man. God bless Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. They're single-handedly carrying the company at the moment, or at least Raw.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But the other thing I thought, was he wearing the Shield gear? Because he only found out about the match a couple of days ago, and he's carrying a few pounds.
Very
maybe
possibly.
Vince looked at his nipples and went, no. Put on a black shirt. Your opinion.
That's probably a good idea.
I think that's probably what it is, isn't it?
It's
probably not in shape.
Let's be brutally honest. Was Kurt Angle the right replacement for Roman?
No.
So who else could have did it?
Strowman.
AJ.
He
Stone.
Turns. Kane pisses him off backstage.
Didn't have enough
before.
Time to do that, though.
No, I guess not.
And I also feel like putting Angle on a team with The Shield makes them too babyface. Whereas, like, I think the appeal of The Shield is they don't care about anybody else. They will just run through the company. Like, that's why we loved The Shield originally. But them, like, linking up with Angle, who's smiling and stuff, kind of makes them too happy now. I don't know who else. I feel like they could have brought back somebody else, but I don't think it was Angle. Even like Triple H with The Shield would have been good for me.
No.
Better than Angle, trust me.
Finn Balor?
Balor already had a match.
I'm going to say something. Is Angle okay?
No.
Is he... He doesn't quite, you know, when you go to a family barbecue or something and you go, oh, have you spoken to Uncle Thingy?
Like,
is he all right? Do you know what I mean? He just, Kurt Angle, is he okay? He's taken a couple of blows to the head, hasn't he?
And
I love him and I will respect what he did in the company always, but is he all right?
I
think he's all right. I feel like even meeting him, and I don't know if you'll say the same thing, Skillet, when you met him, did you see him walk?
Let's hear this, come on guys, it looks like he's in pain
when he walks. And I even watched that on TV. I just like, it's almost like he walks on his tiptoes because
he's got the bent knees now.
And it makes me feel sorry for him, but you can tell that he's in pain. What do you think, or is that just me?
I think everything he's put his body through, he's going to be in a level of pain every time.
Are we being assholes?
We are a little bit.
Oh, why would
he? Because he's a legend.
He's a legend.
He's a Hall of Famer. We love him.
But just, that wasn't the right...
That wasn't the right...
But then again, it was last minute. It was all thrown together. But has this now ruined the comeback at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Is there somebody from NXT that they could have put on the Shield that would have drawn that
Cassius
much?
Cassius Ohno.
No, but that wouldn't have drawn as much excitement.
People are saying Joe...
Joe would have been sick.
But Joe was injured.
Oh, have you seen the tweet? You know, there was the SmackDown Invasion and stuff like that. Samoa Joe's put out a tweet, and it's just a cat shining his claws up and stuff like that. Joe's them. If they don't, when he comes back, if they don't push him to the moon, they're mental.
I agree. Yeah. Joe needs to be pushed like a new Brock Lesnar, basically.
I agree.
So, I've got to agree with Ace, though. Other than Finn Balor, AJ Styles, wasn't really good. Considering I was like, oh, shall I stay up for this one? Oh, I'm definitely staying up. And then afterwards, I remember going to bed, not happy, not sad, just confused. I remember just laying in bed afterwards, like, what? And also, it's happened, they did it with Lesnar, they did it with Shinsuke. You can't keep doing the injured, go to the back, run out later thing. Three times in one year.
Yeah.
It's just... Oh.
They've run out of ideas, guys. Let's just be honest.
So anyway, this is the last podcast. We've all decided that wrestling sucks now. It was fun, guys. Thanks very much.
Should we talk about Raw?
Yes, Raw was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mr. Kennedy. Anderson.
Kurt Angle comes out and announces that Brock Lesnar will take on Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal, let's Mayhol. Do this, Jinder Mahal. Osama Bin Laden, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jinder Mahal.
Oh my goodness. Paul Heyman, though, man.
That's what I mean. Is Kurt Angle okay? Does he not know the champion from the other show?
He really doesn't.
Because he read it like he'd never read it before. Brock Lesnar will take on Jinder Mahal?
Maybe he was just disrespecting him in the same way that Paul Heyman was like.
Awesome.
Paul Heyman's promo, amazing.
God.
He literally just said to Jinder Mahal, like, who are you? What have you done?
Amazing.
We'll get to that.
And he kept coming back to the word undisputed.
Yeah.
And he is so good that it's ridiculous.
We'll get to that. How did the war start this week?
So Kurt Angle was going to announce the Survivor Series card. Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar. One match, he did mention that I was so excited for that. I actually adjusted in my seat
I know where you're going.
Was... Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose versus the Usos.
Match of the year contender, without a doubt.
That's going to be terrific.
I hope they do some promos before, because those four just riffing on each other is going to be good television. Sorry, Ace.
I do want to say, because I read the rumours of the card before I heard the actual card. The rumours were more excited than the actual card.
Oh.
So the rumours were The Shield versus The New Day.
Oh,
that would have been sick as well.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that.
That would have been sick.
The Shield seemed to be the main focal point for the SmackDown Invasion, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I think what would you prefer? The Shield versus New Day or Shield versus Uso?
I think either way, you're a winner. Skills.
I would have liked to see a 3-on-3.
Yeah.
I think that would have been fun.
That would have been fun.
But come on, Seth and Dean versus Uso.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Bliss versus Natalya.
Yeah, it's cool.
And Corbin versus The Miz.
Yeah.
Can we have a little bit of silence for that, please?
Did you see Rusev on Twitter going at Corbin this week? Saying that Corbin needs to just wear a hat now when he wrestles.
What's that?
He says that Corbin should just put a hat on when he wrestles.
Basically. Oh, wow.
referring to
the ball patch.
The ball patch.
Yeah. Hey, it's a real disease and I have it too.
It's fine. But me too. I'm with you. but I think Corbin does need to just let it go now.
Yeah.
But first match, the left over the Shield and AJ Styles, random, versus...
Because the Mr. Raj came out and the Miz was voicing that he wasn't happy that Kurt Angle got himself involved in the match. And then Kurt Angle was like, well, I don't care if you're not happy, I'm going to put you in a match now. And it's you and the Bar versus Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and a guy that stayed over one extra night after helping him from last night. And the crowd went nuts.
It was a good match, especially the last.
Oh, it was a great match.
The last, the sequence in the end of the match was about super.
Really good,
fantastic match. So the Shield and AJ Styles versus the Bar,
and then Kane came out. Bless AJ Styles. You see, he's selling genuine fear in his face to the point where I thought AJ was going to leg it because he was selling it so well.
Yeah.
Amazing work by him. But then they get Kane to stand in the ring for like 5 minutes
that was weird,
while
wasn't
they cut
it?
To the thing, and then Kane delivers an 80s promo, and when the medal came down and crushed his bones, and I was like, that's a real 80s promo from
weird.
Kane.
Yeah, it was quite
it's really weird. I mean, God bless giving him one last hurrah, and he deserves it. Yeah. But it's very, I'm not angry about it, I'm not happy about it, I'm confused by wrestling at the moment.
Yeah.
And why did he call out Finn Balor?
Oh no, he called out anybody. And Finn Balor onto the challenge. So I think Dave Meltzer put it best. He said that Finn Balor was at a 2. He beat AJ Styles, would put him up. No, Finn Balor was at a 5. Yeah. He beat AJ Styles and put him up to an 8. And then he jobs to Kane. Now he's back down at a 2. Yeah. So what was the point in the whole thing?
Yeah.
I think it is important for them to make Kane look like a monster now, though.
No, yeah. It's not.
It is.
I don't care about Kane.
No,
but why didn't Kane beat anybody but Finn? Anybody for
Finn?
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying, but I think this is going to be Kane's last run. And
you think Mania? You think Strowman? Mania.
I think Strowman's
face turn, right?
Strowman's going to retire.
Strowman turned face in TLC, right?
That's what happened. I'd say so.
Strowman's going to retire Finn. I mean, sorry, Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they need to make Kane like a actually formidable opponent. So okay. He's going to start running through people in the next few weeks. We're going to see him do the classic handicap matches and just destroying people left, right and centre.
Did you hear Michael Cole this week? I loved it. And obviously Strowman was crushed in that garbage truck. He'll be out for 2 weeks. What?
Did you hear that?
He's dead and he's out for 2 weeks. Amazing.
That is murder chant. That was funny. That was so funny.
You know what was really funny as well on commentary? Booker T.
Yeah.
He was going crazy.
So, he was genuinely... Is Booker T all right?
He was genuinely making... Corey Graves and Michael Cole like laugh of hysteria because Booker T was just chatting some nonsense.
I'm confused. See,
when Elias Samson and JT Jordan had their rematch,
yeah, he was saying,
and then he hits JT Jordan with the guitar.
He was saying, "What Jordan? Why has Jordan done all this illegal stuff?"
Yeah,
because he went to the outside of the ring.
Yeah. And then Corey goes, "There was nothing illegal about what JT Jordan did." What are you talking about?
I am confused by
did you blast it, Book.
Who is the heel commentator?
Yeah, Corey Graves and Booker T are very confusing.
That's what I mean. Wrestling is so confusing at the moment. It doesn't make any sense.
They flip flop. Like sometimes Corey's the heel commentator, sometimes Booker is. They really don't. It depends. I don't know. I think sometimes it depends on who the wrestler is.
Yeah, it does.
Because obviously Corey's got this thing with Enzo. He hates Enzo, but he's hated him when he was a face.
Elias, but he loves Titus Worldwide.
And he loves Jordan. But then Booker hates Jordan. It's weird. It's very strange. Anyway.
New tag team, Booker T, Kurt Angle, Dazed and Confused. What do you think?
Great tag team. What would they be their ring attire?
Huh? They would dress, they put it the wrong way around like Donald Duck.
Right.
So they'd just be wearing t-shirts and then have their balls swinging.
Right, okay. I feel that works. Alicia Fox defeats Sasha Banks to determine who's the Raw...
Women's captain.
Do you want to hear my prediction for everything here? Yeah. You know, last year SmackDown won the men's and Raw won the women's. I think this year Alicia Fox is going to cost the women their match. And I think spoiler guys, this is Neil Floyland's thought. In the main event, obviously this week Sami Zayn didn't make it into the SmackDown team. So next week Kevin Owens takes on Shinsuke. Shinsuke beats Kevin Owens, so that means neither of them on the team. And then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will cost the SmackDown team the win. Therefore, the whole roster will be against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That is my prediction for Survivor Series. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good hot take. Can I give my one?
Go.
My one is that Randy Orton costs Brock Lesnar the match against Jinder Mahal.
Oh, wow.
Because...
They brought it up
what happened at Survivor Series last year, and Randy Orton still hasn't had his revenge, which will set up Randy Brock for at some point
at Royal Rumble massive. They like to have a massive match at Royal Rumble. Brock Randy's huge,
so I think that's
and they know, and they were trying to get Cena back, and Cena can't come back because he was going to referee, wasn't he? But
yeah,
they can't.
Yeah. But Jinder's definitely going over. Jinder's going to beat Brock Lesnar.
You think so?
1,000,000%.
I think if you're going to bury him, I think I'd have to agree.
Yeah, Jinder is definitely going to beat Brock Lesnar. You don't seem happy with that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
but think about it. And then that's the one thing I understand. If you keep building Jinder, and then that's a big win. When someone finally beats Jinder at WrestleMania, that's huge. Exactly. Well, it'll be Cena, won't it? Winning the most titles. I think, Cena to win at WrestleMania, winning the most titles ever.
I still think there's room for Shinsuke to come back and do it, and we get that AJ Shinsuke at Mania. Because I really want AJ to win the Rumble.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, me too.
Anyway.
Yep.
Wait, why are we giving predictions now?
Yeah, I do. That was my fault because I'm a massive dick. I do apologise. I wanted to get my predictions in.
I do like that, though.
Go on.
Yeah, can I one more thing?
I don't think there was much on Raw this week.
What does being the captain of the team actually mean? Really?
You get to tell the other ladies, tell them hey, what? I'm the captain.
Skillet's falling asleep in his chair.
What does it mean? It means nothing.
Beat up.
It actually means nothing.
Yeah,
you're all on the team.
So one note from Raw was an amazing promo which you discussed about Paul Heyman. I've noticed this. Did you know when Brock Lesnar, when he comes in now, and you know he does the thing at the top of the ramp when his fireworks go off. Yeah. Now he doesn't have fireworks. When he comes in, you can just hear him go, "Fa!"
Yeah.
So he's just at the top of the ramp. Brock Lesnar comes in, then he just goes, "Fa!" and walks to the ring.
Why doesn't he have fireworks anymore?
Because none of them allow fireworks. Oh. So just yeah.
That's why Kane doesn't have any fireworks.
Huh?
That's why Kane doesn't.
Yeah.
Have
so
any
the
fireworks.
Yeah.
It's, oh yeah, and Emma. She's got a new theme song.
Yeah.
And she had a remix. What's that not mine, actually?
She goes, yeah, at the top.
Yeah, I like that. And she lost to Asuka again.
Of course.
But again, she had a good 50-50 booking.
Yeah. There was a 5-on-5 match.
Oh, yeah, the Enzo Amore with... Oh, Drew Gulak! He was a highlight this week on Raw.
Was he?
Yes. He was awesome.
His promo was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Very like a politician way of... He had to speak on behalf of Enzo.
All of them. Did you see how pissed off they all were when they had to do the Enzo dance at the top of the ramp?
Yeah.
But go on, Skillet, but Drew Gulak, most improved.
Most improved. Finally giving him... Because we've always discussed how we like the no-fly zone gimmick.
Yeah.
Now it's like they're finally coming through with it. He's talking like, you know, like a politician. And he... Obviously, because Enzo lost his voice, he had to take on the mic and was like... How are you doing? Like, is it stuff like that?
I think Drew Gulak would work as a good kind of lawyer for Enzo or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
I loved him doing this, yeah.
Very good promo.
All right.
So it's Enzo's team, which is Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, Arya Daivari, and Noam Dar versus Kalisto's team, which is...
Grand Metalik,
Cedric Alexander, Rich Swan, and I'm forgetting one more person.
Kalisto.
Who's the guy who does the backwards 450?
Oh, and
Mufasa.
Mufasa Ali.
Yeah.
Mufasa Ali.
It's a good match.
Who won?
It's a fun match. They always have gone fun matches.
Who won?
I believe Enzo's team won, right?
No, Enzo was pinned by Kalisto.
Oh, Kalisto, yeah, pinned him.
And then obviously on 205, Enzo retained the title against Kalisto. So now what you do with Kalisto, God knows. He's going to be lower card 205 live. Wow.
Let's get it. Alright, let's discuss the elephant in the room.
I'm not going to say nothing. You guys took this.
So Shane McMahon was throughout the show. We kept seeing Shane and Kurt Angle
unnecessarily aggressive.
Going on some little. You know what I mean? They had some banter, and then at the end, SmackDown took Raw under siege, which basically means half of the SmackDown locker came through and beat everyone up.
SmackDown Live turned heel. That's what happened.
But did they, though?
The whole roster of SmackDown Live turned heel.
It was so weird. Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler hugging.
It was so weird.
It didn't make any sense to me. No, New Day, beating up Titus Worldwide.
And they were leading the thing like, yeah, let's go, yeah. Like, what are you doing? Do you know how many times I caught Shinsuke just smiling at the back of the room?
Shinsuke didn't do anything. He was just walking,
just walking, smiling.
Well, he didn't have a clue what's happening.
It was so funny.
And Bobby Roode tapping Dolph Ziggler. Come on, yeah. Tapping New Day. Yeah, come on.
It was so stupid.
What was funny to me is when Chad Gable, when they would beat up everybody, like Chad Gable saw Jason Jordan and went for it. That made sense.
Yeah.
He left it. So Chad Gable went to beat up Jason Jordan.
Did you see
Why did they show Jason Jordan to Kurt Angle? Like, look what we did to your son.
Yeah.
Instead, they showed the Shield.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle. Like, look what we did to your son.
I did wonder why Brock Lesnar whizzed out of the ring at the end. He obviously had a flight to catch or something. I thought, that's weird. Why has he legged it from the ring? But I think they were suggesting that he had a flight to catch, so that's why he...
Right.
But the problem is, as we learned from the invasion angle, if it's mid-card versus mid-card, it just doesn't work.
Right.
And if the main people are the huge Shield members, which makes sense, the rumour you heard, it seems to be the New Day and the Shield. They seem to be the guys in charge.
Right.
So basically, they attacked Titus Worldwide,
Jason
the Shield,
Jordan.
Jason Jordan.
Yeah. And the club as well.
Yes.
Oh, did the club get as well?
I got attacked, and Heath Slater got attacked.
Yes.
And the women, Sasha Banks, Bayley.
Even that part was a bit weird.
Oh, when Natalia walked out trying to look moody, she is the worst actor on the planet. Her and Kalisto, sweet Moses.
And then even like when the women kind of faced off and it was like 5-on-5, Like, it wasn't a beatdown because it was very equal.
It was 5 versus 5, yeah.
Yeah, and they still lost.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible.
The thing, I love invasion angles. I loved last year's Survivor Series. I loved
that.
I love it when they mix. I love it when they have the in-ring promo last year when Jericho was giving AJ stuff and put his hair on the list and stuff. Loved all that. So it's going to get better, hopefully. But that, also, the pacing was weird. The crowd was flat. That, if the crowd had been up for it, that might have been more exciting. But the crowd were like, again, the crowd were like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And if the crowd's confused, you get a flat noise, you get weird timing issues, because it's like, under siege. What? Yeah. And then Kurt Angle acted like he'd been raped.
Yeah.
And just walked up the, you know what I mean? He kind of looked there and just walked up the thing. Bad. So weird.
It's like wrestlers that we've seen beefing for the last few months were rolling together, screaming, patting
each other. Did you see Dolph try and explain it on... Dolph Ziggler, at least on SmackDown, said, we're not friends anymore. Friends. Yeah, but then having the group photo and putting it on Twitter, what are you doing?
Weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Weird. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like invasion angles, but it didn't work.
Why are they saying...
Why are saying heel now?
And that, if that wasn't a heel turn, if turning babyface means getting crushed in a garbage thingy, and turning not heel... Oh, God, I'm just confused, ladies and gentlemen. Weird.
Perfect 10 looked very good, though. He looked strong.
Yeah, he did.
He did, innit? He was, like, leading the way.
But again, could you imagine if they had Brock, Strowman, Kane, Finn, the bigger names involved, it would be so much more interesting. So much, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's terrible.
The Shield looked strong.
It's terrible.
The Shield looked strong. They gave a little bit of offence.
It's terrible.
But it was bad.
Here's the thing. Who the hell is going to be on the Raw team? Finn? And then who?
Roman will be back, innit? Roman's coming back, surely.
No, but... Oh, so you think Roman and Finn will be on the Raw team?
I think the Raw team will be Roman,
Finn. Is he going to be back in time? Are you sure?
So, I'll be honest. I'd have no idea what manager that
mean,
actually
that,
is.
Because that... Does that mean you hold... I mean, that's the one good thing. They did pull the trigger a bit early on the Shield. Are they going to hold that now till Royal Rumble or WrestleMania?
I think Roman will be back, no?
I don't know anymore.
We have a...
Tweet in your answers, guys. How long does it take to recover from meningitis?
Do you know?
No.
No, okay. 2 weeks.
It could be 2 weeks.
He'll probably be back at Survivor Series, won't he?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he'll be on the team. I think, obviously... Well, I think they have to use Braun Strowman for the Raw team.
Yep.
Bray, if Bray's back.
Ah, yep.
And maybe Samoa Joe. If Samoa Joe's teasing it, that's already a strong team.
But unfortunately, that makes sense, Ace. So they'll probably go with Dana Warrior, RoboCop, Max Mini, the second Doink, one of Shawn Michaels' knights.
who's on the SmackDown team?
It'll be New Day and Baron Corbin and either Ziggler or... Yeah. Oh, no, hang on. It's me, Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton.
Yeah,
is that what happened on SmackDown? Because I missed the end.
No,
of
this.
Game.
Yeah, so
Randy's on the team.
Randy beat Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was fun, wasn't it, Sammy? Great little thing. And I think next week Shinsuke Nakamura will beat Kevin Owens, so that way they'll be moody. So I think Shinsuke, Randy Orton, and then the New Day.
That team isn't as strong.
That's terrible.
That's not a good team.
That's not good.
That's really not a good team.
Yeah, right. But they're losing this year, so it doesn't matter.
We'll talk about SmackDown anyway. Yeah. Should we go to an interview?
That's a really poor team, you know. I was just thinking about it. It doesn't even match up. Anyway,
interview.
Yes. Yeah, I need a pee.
So last week we had Alexa Bliss. So you're going to put that episode.
You can listen to that this week.
The collector's item.
You can put both of them out at the same time.
Yeah, we can do that. Two for one.
So this week we've got a special interview with former NXT champion Bobby Roode, and also former TNA champion. So this is my interview with Bobby Roode. Let's go.
Glorious. Do you want to go for a pee break?
The kick out.
Good luck this Saturday. For Saturday, thank you.
How you doing, Bobby? Nice to meet you. I'm here with the glorious Bobby Roode. It's been a long road for you to get to where you are today. Did you ever think you'd be in the WWE?
Well, you know, you never know. Yeah, I mean, I just obviously breaking into the business, the WWE is the place to be. I think timing, of course, and not just in this business, but in life, really is everything. So. You know, back in 2001 when I first started, trying to get noticed here, timing wasn't right. So I kind of went away and found my niche and, kind of made a name for myself in other places and had an opportunity to come here over a year and a half ago and I have no regrets. It's been great.
You've come in and you stormed through the locker room in NXT, becoming the NXT World Champion. You've got a big opponent in SummerSlam, in the NXT TakeOver with Drew McIntyre. How do you prepare for someone like him?
It's hard to prepare for a guy like Drew. I mean, he's a big physical guy, probably the biggest. He is the biggest test I've ever had, you know. You know, the guy's like 6'6", 280 pounds, and athletic as hell, and he's youthful too. So, and with that being said, he's got a ton of experience. He started it like when he was 15 years old, which is crazy. So, I have my work cut out for me, but, you know, I got a game plan, like I always do. I think we're going to have one hell of a match tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You have amazing entrances when you make your matches. I can't wait to see what you pull out with this weekend. Obviously, no spoilers, obviously. But is anybody else in the current roster that you really want to face right now that you haven't faced already?
You know, there's a lot of guys. I mean, when you talk about NXT, there's a ton of guys that are down at the PC and the Performance Center in Orlando that are just, like, you know, untapped talent that nobody's ever seen. And there's many names down there that I think that are going to be breakout stars in the very near future. But, you know, right now, the only guy that I really am focused on is Drew McIntyre. You know, I have a huge test in front of me tomorrow night, so we'll see what happens.
And Roderick Strong is on your case. I mean, how are you going to deal with him?
I'll deal with him after I'm done dealing with Drew. How about that? He's too much, that Roderick Strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for your time, Bobby. Good luck this Sunday. Good luck this Saturday.
The kick out.
For the ones that sounded, you won't notice, but we just had a muffing and a pee break. Not at the same time. But there you go. That was Bobby Roode with Skillet. The glorious one.
How was he?
Nice guy.
But you get behind the curtain here, ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't, I don't know.
No charisma?
I wouldn't say no charisma. He's just very...
He's got great music, though, isn't he? He's got great music, though, isn't he?
He's a very nice guy. He's just very much... Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't trusted...
You know? Is that? Yeah. What's the... Well, you know, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to do that, you know? Yeah. you know, sometimes things happen, and you can't help how things happen, and when things happen, you got to solve it. Yeah, okay, thanks, Bobby. Thanks for that.
Talking about last week, then, if you'd put in last week's up, how was Alexa Bliss? What's she like?
She was sweet, actually.
Very little, very pretty.
Very little, very pretty, and a sweetheart.
Oh, there you go. We didn't talk about that. Sorry, just to go... How good was her Raw promo?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Oh,
controlled the crowd.
Yeah.
Mickey came out in... 17-inch heels. Both of them looked so amazing. Yeah, give her the DDT. But what an incredible promo by Alexa Bliss. She's the best female at the moment, isn't she?
I agree.
And what do you think? Her Asuka? Her Asuka at WrestleMania, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what? What, the four horsewomen versus the thingy, and then Asuka versus Bliss?
Yeah.
We'll get Bliss, Asuka, way before Mania.
Okay.
Way before Mania. We'll get that maybe at the Rumble, even.
Do you ask in the face of Mania?
It'll be bigger than that. It'll be like Charlotte or someone.
Okay.
I think
it might be the four horsewomen, actually.
Or Sasha.
With Charlotte.
I think Bliss Asuka is going to happen way before then. Anyway.
They need hits. They need views.
They do. But I don't think that's a draw.
Ronda Rousey, that's a draw.
I don't think Asuka Bliss is a draw.
No.
Speaking of a Mania draw.
But that's not going to be the main women match.
It's going to be the four horsewomen, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, cool. I might be wrong. I might be right.
SmackDown Live started off with Sami Zayn and Shane McMahon.
There was a Under Siege chant. Under Siege. Under Siege.
Shane McMahon's like, we came down to Raw and we did the Under Siege. Under Siege. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Under Siege. And that Under Siege is what I say it was every week. Simply phenomenal.
Did he actually hear it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, geez. I was wondering where you were going. Didn't he say something like he sent AJ there as a spy or something? They explained that, didn't they?
Oh, really?
And AJ was getting information. Have I made that up? I could have
said stuff like that.
I watched it very quickly.
We sent AJ. You think you discard AJ Styles for no reason?
See, that was nice. See, I like it when they explain stuff like that, even if they are all sweaty in the ring.
AJ Styles was part of the Under Siege and he was just tagging up and hugging up the Shield.
So I think that makes... But why didn't they make the storyline out of the fact, you know, AJ could have quickly turned heel or something like that? Well, they could have made something out of the fact that they sent AJ over, and then it would have made perfect sense to have AJ versus Finn as the two captains.
The Under Siege should have happened after the Shield match with AJ.
That should have been the main event.
And then maybe he saw Kane walked off, left him, and they're like, what that about? And then later on, do you know what I mean? There's so many things you could do. This weird writing.
That would have been so much better. That would have been better.
Wow, that was terrible.
Yeah, we should have booked him.
So same thing, cut the promo.
Yeah. Anyway.
A bit over the top, but also he was all good. But he didn't fluff his words.
Mm. You're not saying this over the top things on purpose, though, right? Because I hate it.
What's that? Well, you hate the hands over the...
Yeah, the smiling, the stupid...
He's kind of doing it. and the thing.
It's so annoying. I can't stand it. But it's making him a...
I don't like he's a white Muslim. Put him with gender. I don't understand. He's a white ginger Muslim. I don't understand.
I don't like it.
What are you headbutt me? What are my fathers? You son of a brush. Anywho.
We need to do an episode where you and Skillet just do Vince McMahon impressions.
Yeah, that should be an episode.
I don't know. Like, it's not. I'm convinced with my plan. I think Kevin Owens will lose to Shinsuke next week, and then Kevin Owens and Sammy will cost the SmackDown roster the Survivor Series match, and then you've got loads of heat leading to the Royal Rumble.
So what's going on with Kevin Owens? Has he walked out? Or was he going through some...
Family needed some help, so he hasn't said what, but he went back to help his family with something, so that's obviously very personal, I'm sure, but okay. It's all been good. He wasn't ill or anything. His family needed help, and they gave him a leave of absence, so it must have been serious, especially, again, WWE, you've got to give him credit to replace them with Triple H.
Yeah.
Again, you're not... Imagine that, if you bought a tour, and Kevin Owens, no offence... I mean, if I went to a tour, I'd be disappointed Kevin Owens wasn't there, but I wouldn't want refund. You know, replacing with Triple H, pretty impressive. They are. You can't say then they're not trying at the moment. It's just very confusing and awful.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Why is it awful?
Because I've
literally just made a message on my phone to say it.
Let's look at it. The wrestling matches, the standard of wrestling, if you go back and watch Monday Night Raws in the Attitude Era, the standard of the wrestling was terrible.
Right.
But
the stories were amazing.
But it made sense, and you cared about it, and you cared about the characters, and you got the odd chair shot to the head. Nice. But obviously, that's fair enough. Can't do that. Also, I think they should do like little things like, if you can't hit people in the head with a chair, Vince should come out and say, anybody hits anybody in the head with a chair, you're fired, or something like that.
So we know
this
hitting
in the stomach, and then in the back thing, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Kendo Stooks look alright. I'm completely saying do not hit people in the head. I agree with that 100%. Concussion stuff is real, but the fact is, just explain it, make it make sense, and make us care about the characters. Don't just push your one character, Roman Reigns, because look what happens when he gets meningitis. You're fucked. You've got 100%. nobody. Look at me sounding like
right.
a bitch.
No, he's right. Everything you said is 100% right. What happened, Austin?
Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable defeated
The New Day.
That was a good... Oh!
We
got to finally see
Kofi versus Shelton. Yeah. I was annoyed when they went into the ring together and the crowd didn't get up. I went, what's wrong with you, crowd?
That
is dream moment.
Yeah,
Kofi versus Shelton, and you didn't get off your feet, you idiots.
And that spawned the Skillet Random question that I have in Gorilla Position. Them two together, Shelton and... I said the first question I ever asked was, who's better, Shelton versus or Shelton or Kofi? That was the first ever Skillet Random question I ever asked.
What did and everyone say?
People said Shelton, I think.
I have to say Shelton.
Yeah, I have to say Shelton as well.
Maybe.
I love the fact they both flipped onto their
feet.
It was
amazing. That needs to be a Mania match.
But what was wrong with the fans? Yeah. Why didn't they get up?
They didn't get it.
But if those two had come together, I would have been off my feet. Like, this is a dream moment, those two taking on each other.
Yeah, right.
Two of the best in the ring who ever did it.
It's true. That's a shame, right?
It is a shame. In New York, that would have went off.
Yeah.
Or Chicago or Detroit, that would have went off.
They got the win, though. So Shelton and Matey Boy got the win.
Matey Boy.
What's his name?
Chad Gable.
So are they the heels and the Usos or the baby faces?
Idea.
I don't care with the Usos. I don't care.
I love the Usos.
I love the fact the baby shoes are heel, baby face, heel, baby face.
It's working. It's going to be a great match between them when they finally meet up.
Yeah.
That's going to be outstanding.
It is going to be good.
And you know what? Because the Usos are being a bit more real, I care about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I care about the matches because they're being real. They're improvising. They're not just reading off a script, which
they're
does my
they're definitely holding on SmackDown at the moment. Them and Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Maybe Zayn.
And you know why? Because they're all good at promos and you care about them all.
Yes, too.
And they're all awesome in the ring. But yeah. So what else do we have? SmackDown. Wasn't there a squash match? AJ Styles versus one of the Singh brothers.
Sunil Singh. I missed this. You guys got to tell me.
It's squash.
Okay.
Just.
And Jinder
got chucked out and he squashed one of them. I'm assuming he'll squash the other one next week.
No, is it 1-2-3?
Calf Crusher.
And
I don't care. I mean, if they're pushing AJ like this, but does that mean Shelton Benjamin and Matey Boy are going to lose to Usos like just before Survivor Series, and then AJ Styles will lose to Jinder just before Survivor Series? Is that what's happening here? Because that's a bit weak.
AJ Styles is definitely going to lose to Jinder.
Or is it all going to happen at SmackDown Live in Manchester? Are they building to the English event? That would be nice if they actually throw us a bone for once rather than giving a shit.
Which don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Corbin, what did he do?
Corbin had a match with Sin Cara and he got disqualified.
Yeah, so count out last week, disqualified this week. What are they doing?
Basically, Sin Cara's going to have a title opportunity, I'm guessing, soon, which we'll lose. That's it, shit.
Again, just very weird booking. So Baron Corbin, okay, you put him down a bit, maybe, you know, to humble him a little bit. Then you give him the belt, okay, let's get going again. And then you make him have a problem with Sin Cara. And then you push Finn Balor, and then you make him lose clean to Kate. I'd be considered a mark. I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but it doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Going on with the women?
So they had a five.
Oh, yeah. Who won the women's captain match?
Becky Lynch won. Which is why I'm saying they will win the women's one, because it'll be a solid one from their side. And because of Alicia Fox, the War Ladies will lose.
Okay.
Tamina looked good. Oh, that's random, but I'm...
What, in the pink, weird hair thing?
No, she just looked strong.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, she looked ridiculous. So she's incredible in the ring. Have you seen her now? She wore all pink and she had pink dreads. And
no, I haven't seen this.
Very bizarre.
I haven't seen that.
Not Tamina.
Oh, you're talking about Naomi.
Yeah, it just didn't make any... I don't know any wrestlers' names, ladies and gentlemen.
I think Naomi's finished now.
What?
She's not going to... She won't see the belt ever again.
What did Bobby Roode do this week?
He challenged... why do I know SmackDown so well? He challenged Dolph Ziggler to a two out of three falls match next week. Because we're not sick of that anymore, are we?
Did Roode lose to Ziggler last week?
Yes.
Again, just what? I mean, I don't know. Well, this is confusing.
He'll beat Ziggler next week.
What did Rusev do?
Rusev did nothing. And that's why he was whinging on Twitter.
Sure.
I love Rusev on Twitter, though, by the way. You guys should follow him.
Yeah,
he speaks how the fans are thinking about him. He's very angry.
The Rock. It was someone said it was National Rock Day.
Yeah.
And he tweeted The Rock and said, "Get your own gimmick."
Rusev Day. And Jinder Mahal. I guess the last match. What did Shinsuke do?
We didn't talk about Jinder Mahal's promo.
Okay, but what did Shinsuke do?
Okay, Shinsuke did nothing.
Shinsuke wasn't on this week.
Wasn't on this
week. What was Jinder promo?
One of the Singh brothers had a match with AJ. AJ squashed him in like 8 seconds, and then Jinder was angry.
He tried to cut a promo, didn't he? But you're against the best ever, against maybe one of the worst ever. Yeah. He loses his voice pretty quickly, doesn't he?
He does. I do find it funny that the Singh brothers are like trying to steal Paul Heyman's stuff as well, which is a bit stupid.
You can tell but Paul Heyman says what he wants.
Yeah.
They've been told what to say. Exactly. That's why it doesn't work. If they were, you know, out back and said, "We're going to say this and this," and came up with their own rebuttal, then it would have been entertaining. But
exactly.
You know when Paul Heyman cut that promo on Jinder Mahal and he's listing all the legendary champions that held the belt?
Yeah.
Why didn't he mention Austin and Rock?
I didn't notice that, actually. I think he did say Austin. He didn't say Rock.
He didn't say Austin.
Are you sure he didn't say
Austin?
No, he
didn't.
He said Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan,
Ric Flair,
Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
Out of sight, out of mind. The others are all backstage looking at him like, "Make sure you know my name."
All right, can we just start the podcast 1 second? Flew.
Uh-oh.
One's got to go. We was arguing about this in the WhatsApp group the other day. Yeah?
Okay.
The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and Shawn Michaels.
What the hell?
One has to go. Yeah.
Go where?
It means like you got to get rid of everything they've ever done.
Their career never happened.
It never happened. Who is it?
Well, okay, I'm going to have to do process of elimination. Shawn Michaels, most important wrestler to me of all time. He's got to stay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shawn Michaels is staying.
100%. He's the most important.
Is mad.
Even in The Rockers, I was like, there's something interesting about that man.
Okay. Now I need to know who.
And then I saw him in Ashes Chaps and I realised he was the one. Okay, moving on. I can't get rid of Austin. So important to my childhood.
Nope.
So it's Rock or Undertaker.
I can't believe where this is going. I'm in shock.
Please think about what you say before you answer this question.
I'm actually fucking insane.
I don't know. I'd have to flip a coin for Rock and Undertaker.
Should I tell you who flew?
You both got rid of Michaels, don't you? Because you're eating.
No.
I got rid of Michaels.
Right. I got rid of Taker. I got rid of
Taker. You can't get rid of Taker.
I don't know if I can do that.
I can get rid of Taker.
But you can't get rid of Rock either, though.
No, you know what? I can't get rid of Rock.
You can't get rid of Rock. I know you love Rock,
but you can't get rid of Taker.
I'll tell you why.
You can't.
Undertaker's got some really special moments in WWE. Yeah, like some legendary.
It's the greatest streak in sports.
Yeah, that was great.
Who would have Shawn Michaels taken on at WrestleMania 25?
But
Shawn Michaels
if
hasn't.
You talk
got
about
that.
Taker's matches. Be realistic. Yeah. You know me. I'm a matches man more than anything else.
Are you saying Undertaker versus Undertaker?
I'm a matches
wasn't...
man.
You're mad. You're mad.
I'm a matches man over storylines and gimmicks. Over
I'm a promos
anything.
And feelings man.
What about being the right? Cornerstone? What about being Mr. WWE?
If you talk about Undertaker's matches,
being loyal to the company.
Truly, think about it. Yeah, you're probably going to choose 4 or 5.
Both versus Michaels.
Okay, let's say
Michaels.
6.
Michaels.
Michaels. Michaels. Mankind. Mankind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. You're going to do 3 Michaels. Michaels, Michaels, Michaels.
Yeah, definitely.
Bad Blood as well.
Yeah, of course.
Mankind, Hell in a Cell.
Triple
H2. Wait.
Mankind,
Boarding Room Brawl.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't amazing for me, but yeah.
Kurt Angle, No Way Out, 06.
Yeah. Edge, Tables, Ladders and Chairs. Outstanding match. Undertaker, Edge, Tables, Ladders and Chairs. You know what? I'd have to lose Undertaker and it breaks my heart.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I can't believe it.
The streak.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what is what? Right, if we're talking about matches, yeah? If we're really talking about matches.
Then The Rock's going to have to drop out.
The Rock's going to have to go there.
But The Rock had classics of Austin.
No.
I would say, looking at it this way, Michaels, most important wrestler of all time.
Wow.
Austin,
debatable.
Austin and Rock changed.
You know, that's very debatable.
Austin and Rock didn't change wrestling. Austin and Rock changed the way we speak. Our generation, yeah. Austin and Rock changed the way we lived our lives, for God's sake. Undertaker didn't.
Exactly.
But Undertaker,
I did not see you. Undertaker is wrestling. No, but Ace.
Yeah, I agree. Oh,
no, he is. Like,
I'm not happy about this.
You, I don't ever see you in your, what, early 20s or even late teens doing the other thing.
No, I get it. I get it.
If I bet you raised the album. I bet you said it doesn't matter.
No, 100%.
I bet you threw your mate through a barbershop window.
Exactly. I bet he's stunning a few people
Taker
in your day.
Has never been my favourite wrestler, but I understand his importance.
I agree with you 100%.
I think there's no way he can go. I think the importance of the streak.
Okay. All right.
You think about this
way.
You're talking about that. You'd lose Shawn Michaels.
No, I would have to lose
the
Shawn.
The most important wrestler of all time.
No, I would have to
him
lose Shawn.
Him and Ric Flair.
I would have
and Bret Hart.
Shawn. I love Shawn, but I'd have to lose Shawn.
Wow. Well,
the thing is, you can't lose Rock. You can't lose Rock. I think it's between Rock and Michaels.
It's between Rock and Undertaker.
I don't know about that either.
Guys, please tweet us and let us know.
And heel Rock. When he came back, Hollywood Hill Rock is one of the best promos of all time.
That was wicked.
Even Corporate Rock.
That's a great question.
Corporate Rock as well.
We're all agreeing that it was. It's not Stone Cold. Stone Cold changed.
Well, he made wrestling cool. For that little moment, you could say you're a wrestling fan, Joey. Yeah, that's how important he was.
It's true.
I feel like that's a great question.
The reason why I say Taker is he wasn't that much of a big deal to me. Yeah. I love Taker. I love him and I do appreciate him.
You can't get rid of Taker.
But he wasn't that much of a big deal for me as a wrestling fan.
You can't get rid of Taker.
I do love what he contributed to the company and to the business.
You can't get rid of Taker. Moments.
I will never fall
in. Can you imagine losing Shawn Michaels' matches?
Well.
Yeah, but I feel like there's other people that could have stepped in that role.
Oh, no.
Possibly.
No.
Given the opportunity.
What, Janae? All high?
No.
Can you imagine him? Bad Blood? All high?
But I don't think anybody could have done what
It's a good question. Very hard
it's
question.
It's an amazing question. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the end of SmackDown. What happened with Randy Orton and Sami Zayn?
Nothing matters
now. I'm so upset with you
guys. Nothing matters.
What happened with Randy Orton and Sami Zayn?
Low
blow.
Low blow.
RKO out of nowhere, even though you're against Randy Orton. And of course, it's not out of anywhere. It's Randy Orton, you fucking idiots. Yeah.
What, Kevin Owens was involved a little bit.
He came down and tried to interfere. He rolled, tried to interfere. It didn't work.
It didn't work. So Randy Orton is on.
So Owens and Sami Zayn, they're going to do something big with them, aren't they? I think
they're going to cost them the match.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't wasn't a great SmackDown. Was you anticipating a Raw under siege, like Raw to come in?
I like the fact they kept showing the locked door. Mm. I like the fact that they've got 4 weeks. They've got to hold it a bit.
Yeah.
I'd say do it next week. Mm. And make it special. You can't just do it as well. You've got to be clever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. There's got to be some kind of smart. Maybe one of the SmackDown guys has got a turn or something. Just something like that. Someone's got to let him in. Have you seen Daniel Bryan wasn't happy with Shane doing it and stuff like that? I don't know. Is Daniel Bryan going to. I don't know. Who knows? Purely speculation.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Next week, we can look forward to another AJ Styles versus the other Singh match.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
That's going to be awesome. I think it'll be a quick, phenomenal forearm. This one, and that'll be it. And that's about it. Oh, 2 out of 3 next week. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Shinsuke versus thing. I think I do get people to tweet in Ace Skillet. You're good at that stuff. I'm interested by the listeners' response to that as well. Of those four, who do you have to lose?
Yes, please tweet.
Wow, that is a massive.
Kickout Podcast. Let us know your answers to that one. Pick up Dash as well. He messaged me up about his disappointment of wrestling recently.
Man,
I've been trying to call up Rival. I've been ignoring his calls by accident.
Out of 10, then, what are we giving TLC, Raw, and SmackDown? Out of 10,
I think it's been a bad week for wrestling.
I'm gonna say 5.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
I'm gonna give it 6 just because of AJ Finn. Finn Balor, because of the 2 sweet baby.
Yeah, maybe 6 then.
Yeah,
but it's just so confusing at the moment, isn't it? We can't lead on a down thing like that. Let's say something happy. We can't end on a, oh my God, life sucks, everything sucks.
Do another promo.
I haven't got any promos.
Sid.
I know, I'm going to give you another 4. Okay. Hey, here we go, guys. Another 4. Right, you ready? Bret Hart.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Sting. And as a twosome, the Road Warriors.
One has to go?
No. Yes, yeah, so you've got the Road Warriors as one. Ric Flair, Bret Hart. And who was the fourth?
Sting.
And Sting. Sting. Go ahead, gentlemen.
I'm going to say Sting.
Reason, please, sir?
I'm going to say Sting.
Oh, wow, both of you. I thought you were a Sting guy, Skills.
I am a Sting guy.
LOD did so much for tag team wrestling.
Yeah. They got me into... Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. They got me into wrestling. I remember someone was handing around some Panini stickers in the playground, and I, who are those guys? And I remember going and getting a Legion of Doom video, and it...
I remember.
I was just... went eyes open, like, what is this? The Legion of Doom were just...
I remember as kids, I remember how cool it was in primary school, when, you know, you had the little local girl come down and paint kids' faces.
Yeah.
And I asked if she could paint. She had, like, all these different image stickers of, like, what... paints she can do, and she had like Ultimate Warrior and the World Warriors, and I was like, "Come on, can I have them?" And my brother was Hawk, and I was Animal.
Look at that! Give me the reasons for Sting, please, Ace.
I think Sting for me,
legend,
100% legend.
But great memories of Sting.
Good memories of Sting.
It's very much like Taker. A lot of good memories there too.
No, it's nothing like Taker. Sting and Taker are not even comparable.
They are for WCW.
Stop there for a second.
No, they're not.
Stop there for a second.
Sting and Taker are not comparable.
Yeah, I've started beating.
You cannot compare Sting and Undertaker.
Of course you can. Everybody has for years.
You can't. Sting. Do you know, the only reason they've compared them is because they've been on two companies.
No,
they were both loyal to their company.
Sting's run with the NWO. It's arguably one of the best storyline things ever written.
As the crow. How many things has Sting stolen as well?
What do you
mean? Just a thief. That's it.
Thief of what?
You steal moves. You steal gimmick ideas. I'm sorry. I love Sting. Let me know.
I'd have to agree. I would also go with Sting.
I have to go with Sting.
Yeah.
Those three, because everybody knows how much I love Flair and Hitman.
Yeah.
They ain't going nowhere. Legion of Doom, I've got a massive love for them too.
Flair 30 for 30.
Animals,
yeah, 2 weeks till the documentary.
Flair 30 for 30.
I can't wait for that. I hope
they lead up to his when he was in hospital recently and going through the hard.
Fascinating story.
Yeah, man. Big up Ric Flair, man. All freaking day. Can we all get a woo?
Do you think you'll ever get an interview with him?
I would love to get an interview with Flair. Ace and I nearly got one with him last year.
I got one on the phone.
You got him on the phone?
I had him on the phone.
Can we have this? Can we use this?
I have no idea where I'd
talk to the BBC.
Just mention how old it is and put it on the show next week.
I'll try and find it.
Use it as an exclusive.
I'd love that.
I had Flair on the phone.
Is there a way we could edit out?
Wouldn't you love to hear Ace having a conversation with Flair?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Talking about how many conquests.
Call Neville in an interview and edit out the guy who's asking the questions and we ask the questions.
Who?
Neville.
Who did you walk up?
Well,
I bet it would probably be easy to get Neville on the phone now.
Get Neville on the show. We need to be the first guy to scoop the reason why he's walked out.
We got Enzo Amore interview coming to the kick-off.
Yes, Enzo Amore's coming to
out awesome.
In about a week and a half, so that should be good as well. So,
and Nikki Bella to come, and Stat Guy Greg.
Big up to Stat Guy Greg as well. Stat Guy Greg is actually where I got that one's got a go question from on Twitter.
Right.
What did he say?
He said
he thinks like me.
No, he said Michaels.
Okay.
Did he say Michaels? Yes, he said Michaels. I think Michaels is the sensible choice, guys.
I'm walking out.
Should we turn off?
Let's turn off.
Rate, subscribe, keep following, keep sending us message. My love.
Thanks, people.
Bye.
Ace. Bye.